We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping.
Hey there, Glam Queens.
Hey, how's it going?
Y'all, it is finally, the temperature is dropping. It's said to snow this weekend, so we are over here sipping on some amaretto tea.
Yes.
And that we picked up, actually, from another camping trip in California.
When we were in California.
It's so good. We should have bought, like, the whole just buckets of that tea, because it's so good. I don't even know where you find amaretto tea now.
Well, we found it in Julian, California, and that just means that we're going to have to go back once we run out.
We're going to have to go back, because it was so good.
It's so good. So you went camping this weekend, by the way, without me.
Yes, without you, which it was weird not being there with you, because pretty much all throughout COVID, we've been camping together. I mean, maybe we've gone once without you guys.
Yeah.
When it was just Sean and I, because it was too hot, I think y'all were like, nah. No, we're
yeah,
good.
when it's too hot,
it's
there's
July,
no,
they're
yeah.
like, no, we're good.
No, when it is July, Robert is just, he gets too overheated too quickly.
You get cranky if you get overheated.
Yeah, he gets a little cranky, so
which
we decided
may
to.
Have happened to us, but it was weird though, because every other time we've camped together, and I didn't realize until this trip, I didn't realize how much I appreciated you. No, but for real though, I didn't
okay,
realize
why? What's
because
what
I didn't
happened?
Realize how much gear we actually shared. You know how we're always talking
shoot.
About like if you go camping with other people, you know, share gear, and which is great if you go camping with the same person each time, which we do. But not having you there, I was like, oh, we don't have a stove.
Oh
we don't
no.
have some. I mean, we have a lot of it. But there were a couple things that definitely
yeah.
had to swing by your house and be like, hey, can yeah. I borrow that?
Which actually, it was good that you at least remembered to ask. Because I'm not going to lie, there's been so many times where like we get out there and we're like, crap, we don't have trash bags yet again because of Sarah. Like literally. Like
always the trash
you're,
bags.
Yeah, I know. You always have the things that we forget. And it just... It always ends up working out. So I'm glad that you were able to at least realize how much you needed me
well,
in this whole
if you
want to
know
camping,
something, if you
want to
know something
experience.
Really, really bad that we did forget, which this is one of the reasons why on the way home, Sean and I literally, I got my little notes out and we made packing lists. And now in our camp gear, I have put actual packing lists written out, taped to the side of the box to where even if water spills on it, it is like taped down. There's no getting water inside that because we forgot, like we brought too much of one thing, but we forgot other things. And the worst thing that we forgot was dog food.
Oh my gosh, Sarah, no. Poor River.
And because, which normally we always bring dog food. Literally, we brought dog food every single time. But we always camp with you guys. And you guys got two dogs too. So even if we had forgotten with y'all, it would have been okay. But we never forget dog food when we're with you guys. But this time, no one else had dogs. We all.
So this means that you made the dreaded trip.
No.
You didn't make, you just let your dog starve? No, of course not. No, you had to have made a dreaded trip
no.
to like Walmart. Where did
no.
you go?
No, we did not. I did not. You know what I did?
You turned around.
No, I spoiled my dog all weekend with bacon and sausage
oh, no.
and chicken and literally lunch meat. That dog thought that she was the best behaved dog in the world because she was getting treats like every 30 minutes. I gave her so much just meat.
Oh, no.
She just ate meat all weekend and
okay.
she was
well,
in heaven.
Least... Oh, my
she
gosh.
She was running around just like, yes, this is great. No, this dog did not suffer. She did not suffer. If anything, she may have gained a couple pounds from all the bacon.
Oh, my
But it was
God.
Mostly out of guilt of like, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Your food.
Oh my gosh.
Here's some bacon. Do you want some more of my sausage?
Okay, here well, you we go. At least, okay, so at least your dog is maybe what, like, I don't know. In my
she's
mind,
like 35 pounds.
Yeah, in my mind, that's
she's,
20
pounds. She
doesn't
pounds. Eat that much.
But, like, we have two big dogs. That would not have flown.
You would have had to give them your entire, like, stock of food.
I feel no, like, we would have gone. We would have made the dreaded trip.
We almost did, but then I was like, honestly, we brought enough chicken and meat and food that she was fine. She was fine. But I felt so bad. I was like, we cannot do this again. Oh, people are going to. And everyone else was like, how could you forget the dog food? I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm normally perfect. I can't be perfect all the time.
Oh my god. Well, and you went with new campers too,
yes,
right?
Who don't have dogs, so it was not helpful.
Oh my gosh. Oh
no, my yeah, gosh. We went new campers and that was actually really fun. So it was three couples and the guys had all been like Boy Scouts and they all knew each other and you know, they'd all been camping before, but the girls, both of them were very new to camping. One of
like,
them
like hold on, like never been gone before and you convinced them to go?
Well, one of them, it was like a convincing, but she was very up for it though, because like she had been kind of similar to you and I, which she'd been camping when she was a kid.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Like grew up and became a teenager and an adult and then just hadn't gone since she was like a child. Uh-huh. And then the other girl, she started camping. She'd been like a couple times, but it was still like very new. So they were asking questions like how to light like a propane stove and like all the wonderful questions. And it was
yes.
also really fun because one of the girls, she actually knows bird watching.
Wait.
You would have loved it.
That sounds
you
amazing.
Love birds. Yeah, it was actually really cool. She knew all the different kinds of birds and like they had like three different types of like
binoculars.
Yes. Like some crazy binoculars. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how fun bird watching actually was. Because normally I've just stared at birds. Okay, cool. I like birds. But it was fun, though, because she could tell, like, every single kind of bird. But they saw a bald eagle.
Wait, they have bald... We have bald eagles?
Girl, I said the same thing. I was like, that's a buzzard. I don't know what
that's
you're talking about. That's a buzzard.
No,
who
like, are they
got
like
a little bald...
vultures?
No. Yeah, I was like, we don't have bald eagles in Texas. What are you talking about? Apparently, we have bald eagles.
Oh,
I've only still
seen
question.
Them in like Colorado.
I know,
and, like,
me too.
The place where
places
like,
with mountains,
or like American flags are flying, and very patriotic.
Some are more patriotic than here.
Well, no, I mean Texas is patriotic, but in a different way.
I did not realize we had bald eagles, but apparently we do. So that was
well,
very
fantastic.
Fun, mm-hmm. It was very cool.
#America. No, I'm kidding, but oh my gosh. Well, so last time when we spoke, speaking of new campers, we kind of discussed all about how to set up your tent, how to find the perfect spot for pitching. We talked about, you know, how kind of we set up our tent and how we set up our campsite. And so this time we really just want to continue that conversation because there's so much to it. We couldn't stop. We came up with more stuff afterwards and we were like, oh, but we need to talk about this too. And we need to talk about that. So I feel like we came up with so much after that episode. I feel like that we had
to do a second.
Yeah. Part. We had too much of a list.
But for this one, really what do you want to focus on? The kitchen.
Yes.
Is what we're really focusing on this time is setting
yes.
up your outdoor kitchen. Which is super fun. If you like cooking, this is going to be really fun for you. If you don't like cooking, this may be helpful for you in terms
yeah.
of avoiding large messes, because we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, like, kitchen cleanup. We're going to talk mm-hmm. about just general setup, packing. I think there's a lot of good information, actually, in here.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you are a super seasoned camper, you know all the extra tricks, please, please just let us know.
We're still learning.
Yeah,
like
we're
I said,
still learning.
I forgot the dog food.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we're forgetting the basic things, we may be forgetting some other things, but that's why we actually really enjoy doing this podcast is because we can create new content with new lists and share additional stuff later on.
Absolutely.
You know, after you know, because we're going to be continuing to learn, just like you guys. So we're super excited,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to kind of get started with some of our kitchen stuff.
Absolutely, and starting off, we do want to talk about the dish situation.
Oh, dirty dishes can pile up quick, girl.
Yeah, and that is one thing that kind of came up this weekend was because we were camping with a larger group than normal.
Yeah.
Who's on KP duty kind of got left to the wayside a little bit, just because I think it's not always just talked about. Like,
well, I think people, it's so easy to just, like, go
and...
Well, you're relaxed.
And you don't really think about it. You're not home. And, you know, if you're at home and the dishes kind of pile up in the sink, that's one thing. You can wash them later. Mm-hmm. But if you're out camping, you know, you're going to need to use that dish for every single meal, first of all. Somebody always forgets a plate sometimes. And this is what happened this time, actually.
That's me. That's me.
Well, that's what happened this time, is that two people forgot dishes. And so, you know, they were able to use our dishes and it worked out. Mm-hmm. And so it was helpful. But... it did kind of pile up a little bit. So it was a little bit of, like, a lot of cleaning and then a lot of cooking. And then a lot of, like, cleaning and then a lot of cooking. Well, and so we were talking about the different ways of kind of avoiding that. Okay, should we, if we go camping in a bigger group, is paper the way to go? Is plastic the way to go? One of the guys had a really good trick. His trick was to put foil over the plastic plates.
Nice.
And then, you know, once you're done, you
just fold it up and throw it away.
It's very compact. And I was like, I love that. I like that. Less cleanup. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So there's some different options.
And honestly, you could even do, especially if you're a new camper and you really don't want to, you know, take the time to figure out, okay, wait, which collapsible plates and bowls do I want to bring? You could just go with the very basic, go to Walmart, grab your paper plate, grab your plate, you know, your plastic silverware, your cutlery, and kind of do it more picnic style.
It's
definitely
sure.
an option. I mean, I think personally, I'm more of the fan of bringing my own, like, campware, but I think that's because I don't like the waste aspect of having
paper. There is a lot
paper.
Of waste if you have paper. And you have to pack out that waste most of the time. And mm-hmm. Or if you're in a state park, then you don't want to really fill up their trash cans because animals
papers.
Are around.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I mean, honestly, our first cooked set for camping was from the dollar store. We just went down the dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
We bought dollar silverware and dollar plastic plates.
Oh,
and
that's easy.
From, like, the Dollar Tree, and it worked out great. Those eventually did melt at one point by accident.
Wait,
because they were really cheap and they got a little bit banged up and, you know, some stuff got lost. So we had to upgrade a little bit to the dishes we have now.
So the ones that don't melt.
To the ones that don't melt. They were a little too cheap, but they did work. And if you are a new camper, I think that's a fine option, honestly. But the paper is okay. I would say styrofoam, I personally would stay away from.
Yeah.
I have an issue with styrofoam just because of the recycling aspect of it is, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I just feel like styrofoam is just not great for landfills.
It's not, well, it's not good for the environment, and I don't like the sound of it. I know that sounds super...
That's really funny. What?
I don't like the sound of, you know, when...
What do you mean the sound of it? Does it whisper to you or something?
Oh, my God. No.
Katie.
Like, no. Have you heard, like, the sound of it, like, squeaking, like, the squeaking it together or something?
Oh.
It's like nails on a chalkboard to
and
me.
You know
I
what?
Just don't like it. And
styrofoam does melt.
Yeah, it melts. You can't put it in a microwave. It kills the environment. I'm done with styrofoam.
I'm kind of
like
done
it.
With styrofoam as well.
But, yeah, no, there's so many good tips and tricks, though, that are out there for, like, I know we were just talking about saving space and... you know, making things compact. And I know that you actually started doing something really interesting, and I don't know why, I would have never really thought about this, but you, instead of having bulky items, you know, carrying your bulky items like paper towels and trash bags,
mm-hmm.
things like that, you said that you started putting those in Ziploc baggies.
Yes, this is part of my reworking of our gear this week. I was going through trying to take out the big bulky items from our boxes, and for paper towels, you know, first of all, it's also waste that you're creating if you're using paper towels for everything that you have out there. Another thing was, this past weekend it got really windy and we had the paper towels hanging up on a bungee cord like we normally do, but then a giant gust of wind came and the whole roll ran off the little roll of
the
it.
Little bungee.
Yes,
no.
It all rolled off and
oh,
so it was this big
terrible.
Mess and it was just a big pile of paper towels in our box because of course we picked it all up. But it was kind of wasteful also. So what I ended up doing is I took an old kitchen rag, Marie Kondo folded it up.
Yeah.
With some two other little washcloths, you know.
Yeah.
Have those for throughout the camp kind of wiping down things and wiping dishes down
and
all that stuff.
Yeah, so basically you're just using rags.
Just rags. And I can just wash those.
Yeah.
And I put those actually in a plastic bag so that they stay clean. And then in terms of paper towels, because sometimes you do need paper towels. I don't know. We've also used it. If somebody cuts their hand, you know, we use it for blood. Yeah, I mean, it is helpful having paper towels.
Yeah, on hand. Absolutely.
And so what I did was I took off a bunch of sheets of just paper towels, folded them up, and put them inside of Ziploc bags, you know, compressed the air out. They folded up super small. Yeah. And now they actually fit inside of our roll-up bag that we have for all of our utensils. I did the same thing with the trash bags, actually. I put 4 trash bags, folded them up. Marie Kondo also, she'd be laughing because I did it with a trash bag, but it actually made it really small.
But the thing is, like, that means you're not bringing the whole roll with you in the box. That means you're also not bringing the trash bag box. You know, I mean, there's no situation.
You don't need all of that.
Well, there's no situation in which you need to take 50 trash bags while camping. It's just there isn't a need for that. Maybe 2, maybe 3, but anything more than that, it's too much.
It's too much.
So,
it's just too much.
Yeah, so compacting it, sticking it in a little Ziploc, that makes a huge difference.
And the biggest reason was so that we don't forget trash bags, actually. Because we don't, you know, we normally will, at the last minute, grab a couple trash bags and run out the door. So this way, they're in our gear, it's packed away, and there's always 4 trash bags in our gear, ready to go, so that we won't be in the situation where we forgot the trash bags.
Well, I know Robert started doing that with foil, even. So
that's
a good idea. So he would take the foil.
Because normally we take the whole thing of foil.
Yeah, you take the whole thing of foil, and then it's just like the roll gets all messy. You know what I mean? Like, and then if it...
You also don't use a whole roll of foil when you're camping. Unless you're gone for a really long time and, I don't know, cooking some crazy meal.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're more like weekenders. Yeah. So that's probably
weekenders, so that's probably not
you know, something that we're gonna be using a whole lot of. I mean, maybe just to cover something up or to keep something warm.
But it's good for like cooking potatoes and you know,
of course,
things like that. But
yeah, but you're not gonna need a whole roll. So keeping that kind of minimal as well, I think, is super helpful for the kitchen. And also pre-mixing your spices. I mean, not to get too into the cooking and meal prepping aspect of it, but we are going to be talking about kitchen in this episode. So
spices are important for some good meal.
Exactly.
Spice of life.
You need the spices of life. Yes. So like something that Robert and I love to do is when we're meal prepping, we do come up with, okay, if we need to marinate the chicken or if we need to create a rub of some sort for, you know, a steak, pre-mixing your spices is such a good way.
It's a really good idea.
Well, yeah, because otherwise, what am I going to be doing? I'm going to be bringing like 5 different bottles.
So how do you transport it?
So like the half size sandwich bags, like little snack bags. So we have some of those, and then also just the regular ones. But I think there are different types of containers.
There is. I want to get this one actually that I recently found on Amazon, and it's like a little tiny baby containers. They're so cute because I don't know why, but you guys, sometimes this camping stuff, it's like tiny versions of normal stuff.
And
my gosh, it's so cute. Yeah, okay, I'm that person, but it kind of is though.
It's so cute though.
Yeah, it's like these little tiny plastic jars, and then they're connected. And there's like 6 of them, so it's just enough spice for a weekend. Honestly, probably a little longer than that, unless you're using a crazy amount of spice.
Which
normally you don't use. It's like a dash here or there, so it's plenty.
I don't know. I mean,
and then it's connected.
A little crazy.
A little crazy with that cayenne.
Yes, actually.
It's okay. I'm the same way with garlic. But they're all connected, though, with this like rubber ring. So they stay nice and connected, and it's really small and it compacts. And normally we were actually bringing... This is probably people going to laugh at this, but we're bringing this giant thing of salt for the cast irons to help clean them.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh,
yes. You put the
cast
salt on it and scrub it down. And so it's this giant thing of salt. Like, we don't need to bring all that salt. The other thing is we used to bring a whole thing of cooking oil. Sometimes the big one, but normally just like, you know, the EVOO, like cooking oil.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
And plastic ones. But it was all, again, it's like too much. And also it's plastic, and sometimes it just always seemed like the lid got lost or something. We're actually going to get a metal container that'll like seal really tight for the cooking oil. Also found on Amazon. I swear you can find anything on Amazon.
Oh my gosh. So Robert uses, I know that you can get plastic bottles for like mustard and ketchup on 4th of July kind of thing.
Oh, I know. Those little squeeze bottles?
Yeah, the little squeeze bottles. And he actually uses one of those. But he puts a small amount, you know, whatever we're about to use kind of amount of oil for the weekend in one of those bottles. But then he also mixes spices into it. So like he'll actually put like Italian seasoning or garlic or whatever. Okay. So then that also helps save on some of the spices.
And also that's just yummy.
It's so good.
It's so good.
But there's so many different ideas out there.
Now you guys do, when you bring your creamer,
yes, girl.
You don't bring like the whole thing of creamer.
No. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I thought this was brilliant, y'all. Sometimes my husband, he comes up with these things that
he's a glamp queen.
He is such a glamp queen. So we do put coffee creamer or say for instance if we have a recipe that uses milk for any reason, we'll put coffee creamer or milk in smaller mason jars because generally, again, we like to save space and we know that there is limited space in coolers.
The other thing is I stopped using Tupperware to bring my food. Because I kept getting water in the Tupperware inside the cooler, and it was just freaking annoying. So I started putting I meal prepped everything into Ziplocs this time. Which actually did also save space in my cooler.
That's a good idea. We have done the Ziploc version, but we started using Pyrex.
Oh, it's not breaking.
Yeah, it's not
that
breaking.
That stuff's not going to break.
Mm-hmm. No, it works so good.
Well, honestly, if we keep using Ziplocs as much as we do, which I feel like we're using them a lot now, we may go ahead and get some of those silicone Ziplocs that you can reuse again for waste.
Ziplocs. You know, I've seen the ones that are different colors, and if you get different colors,
get a little cute.
Not only can you get a little cute, you can get a little organization in there. Mm-hmm. And you know how I like my color codes and organization.
Green for veggies.
Oh my God, you knew exactly where I was going.
All right, I'm behind this color coding.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
The other thing is kitchen lighting, that you really do want to make sure that you have good lighting in that area of your campsite because the sun's going to go down, you're going to need something from the kitchen, you might be cooking still, so that is something to think about as well.
But not just you need light, making sure the light's in the right spot.
That is true, actually.
Because, you know, for instance, I think we've gone camping several times where we have a campsite that has a picnic table. And you put your lantern next to your stove, bugs are attracted to light. And that kind of adds this like additional layer of stress. Mm. So something that I've started doing is placing the lanterns like up above where
That's
I'm cooking, but off to the side. So like not directly above because, you know, you don't want the bugs to still like be around, but off to the side, like, you know, just like either hanging up on a branch or
on the canopy or something.
Yeah,
like
on the canopy, something right off to the side, just so the bugs kind of stay away from all your food.
That's a really good point. I will say, I think if you get LED, I don't think insects are attracted to that. It is nice to have some fairy lights up because then it'll give a little ambiance if you need something from there from while you're sitting at the campsite. That can be kind of nice too.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. But definitely, yeah, making sure that when you're setting up your kitchen and when you're setting up like your meal prep stations and stuff like that. I mean, if you're around the campfire, you're probably not gonna have the lighting issue. But if you're using a camp stove or something like that, and you are on a picnic table, having that light off to the side really is gonna help really deter some of the bugs.
Sure. But speaking of bugs, one really important thing to remember is that at night, before you go to bed, you got to clean up.
Oh my gosh, yes. Cleaning up.
You have to clean up. Nobody wants to, but you have to do it.
I know.
We have one memorable time when I think all of us had a little bit too much wine. And yeah. so we just went to bed, didn't mm-hmm. clean up. We woke up the next morning and there were ants.
Oh my
everywhere.
Gosh.
Everywhere.
It was so
absolutely
gross.
Disgusting, which is why I definitely recommend doing it earlier. Like, oh, right yes. after you finish eating, before you pop open that wine, before you crack yes. open the beer. Or, you know, you can have a beer while you're doing it. But, ooh. And even if you are using, like, the foil trick where you put the foil over the plate, anything like that, you're still going to have to use some dishes with whatever you cooked in, cleaning up any food that may have spilled on the tables. You want to wipe things down.
And honestly, you don't want any little critters running around either.
Right. That's another big thing. Okay. Mm-mm. Wait. I do have a raccoon story.
Oh, my God. Of course you do.
I do. There are a lot of raccoons, I feel like, in Cleveland State Park. There are, like, a lot of raccoons. Mm-hmm. But, so one thing to keep to remember is that you got to always put away your food as well. Obviously. Most people know that, right? Put away your food. That's
yeah,
kind
of course.
Obvious.
Of course.
You know, and, you know, take into consideration of where you're camping. Are you getting a bear box? Or you need to put it up somewhere, put it back in the car. So, speaking of putting it back in the car... When we put it back in my dad's car one time, and he had, like, it was this like, really old, like, 1980s, I don't even know what kind of car it was, but it had this sunroof on it.
Oh, no.
And we were good. We cleaned up the campsite, and we put the food back in the car.
Oh, no.
And, you know, everything
don't
was
tell
good.
Me the sunroof was open.
No, the sunroof was closed.
Okay,
everything
wait.
Was locked.
Okay, then what happened?
So we woke up and there were like three raccoons on top of the car getting their little hands
oh,
and they
no.
broke the sunroof to get into the car to get to the food. They like broke it.
Oh
they
my
They got
gosh.
Into the car through the sunroof that was
oh,
closed.
No.
They found their way. They got out their little screwdriver
oh.
and their tiny little... You know, drill and those little raccoons figured it out. They got inside.
Oh, no.
So cars may not be the best place to store it,
no.
or maybe put it inside a box inside the car. The point is, figure out, you know, depending on where you're camping,
yeah.
figure out the critter situation. Is it going to be bears? Because a bear is a lot bigger of a problem than a raccoon. I can deal with raccoons.
Yeah,
bears are a completely different situation. You don't want a bear trying to get into your car.
Full transparency, though, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've actually needed to use a bear box or anything like that, but I do know that that's a thing, and it's out there for people to...
Well, there's not really that problem here in Texas.
No.
Honestly, raccoons are, like, the biggest
yeah.
issue that we have to deal
well,
with.
Or possums.
I will say, we haven't had that problem lately. Like, normally, if we put stuff back into our chuck box, which does lock down, and it's pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
It's normally pretty good from, like, regular critters, but pretty sure a bear could... easily get into that. So maybe call, if you haven't camped in that area before and you're not sure about the situation, call ahead
yeah.
to the camp rangers and ask them, like, hey, what do you think? When we were actually at Big Bend, there was a bear box out there that you could put your food inside.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had bear boxes.
Snap. Wait, there's...
I think it was maybe more for the mountain lions. I don't know if that's really what it was there for, but...
I don't know.
We didn't see any
animal.
Bears, but they definitely had, like, bear boxes and stuff there, too. So, see if they have that. If they don't, there's some other solutions you can look into, but...
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I will say, I know that depending on where you're going, I know some state parks, they do have what looks just like a hook... coming out of the ground. It almost looks like, think, a giant candy cane with a little loop on it. And the function of that is to actually put a trash bag hanging on there to keep, say, the raccoons or the possums or, in our case, I guess the armadillos, you know, keeping those little critters away from the trash. But also, especially if you're at a state park or national park, generally there are going to be large trash bins. And putting away the trash that night, that's definitely an option, especially if you have a full bag. Why not go ahead and get it done? If you already have to make your way out to a bathroom or something, the trash cans are kind of near a bathroom anyway. So that's definitely an option as well.
Yes, and we do want to make sure that the trash isn't just like a trash bag sitting on the ground. I think it's the most important thing. You want it
yeah.
off the ground because insects, critters, all that good stuff. So... we do have that trasheroo is a solution that we do also
mm-hmm.
have. But I think we've talked about that before, the trasheroo that we put on the back of the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a little backpack that the Jeep wears. Kind of looks like a little school backpack. And it holds a trash bag and it like closes up pretty tight.
Pretty much when you're just going to bed and you're thinking about, okay, I have to put away the dishes, I have to do this, I have to do that, you know, before you go to bed. One of the other really good things to do, it's just a good practice, is pack up all your electronics. Put that either in your tent, in your car, something like that, just so it's not getting wet, especially cell phones and speakers. I know mm-hmm. that we've definitely left speakers out before.
And it rained.
And I mean, luckily, I will say, very luckily, we had a JBL, which is waterproof. But I remember those days when things weren't waterproofed all the time. No. So.
And I mean, if you are camping in a state park also, it's also just like a good security measure just like there are other campers around. You never really know. Mm-hmm. Normally it's fine because I feel like there's not usually that many campers where we are, but definitely the weather situation is to keep in mind. Another thing for that is your chairs. Making sure to fold these up. This was not obvious to me when I first started really going camping. Was making sure to fold up your chair and put it under the canopy or put it under coverage somewhere. At first I was like, okay, that's a little extra cleanup. All right. And then again, it rained one time. I didn't put my chair up. My chair was soaked and sandy and gross and it did not dry out
the
whole day because it was cold and it was just not great. So definitely put up your chair. Or wind is also another thing. Is that it could come through, blow it over, and
that just is so be a mess. True. The worst thing is waking up, you're going and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go get my coffee and I'm gonna go sit in my camp chair. And to come to either a soaked camp chair or even one that's just dewy, and maybe you've already run out of all your towels, or you know, you've already run out of like things to wipe it down with, and you just like, I'm just going to have to stand here with my coffee until...
Or your butt's going to get wet.
Yeah, or your butt's going to get wet. And especially if it's cold and then your butt gets wet. Mm-hmm. That's one of those things that, in my mind, make or break a morning. Like, that sounds super extra. But I like sitting down in front of the fire with my coffee. And if it's my chair is wet... Oh my gosh.
Katie's not a happy camper.
No, I'm not a happy camper. So I definitely, it sounds like it's something that's, you know, a little thing, but it really can make a difference in the grand scheme of your morning.
No, it really can. And so the main thing, the wine seems to always be the connecting factor for when these situations have happened for us. So definitely, again, recommend just kind of getting your campsite, obviously not your chair if you're going to stay up late in it, but getting your campsite nice and tucked in for the night, before you get a little too comfy around the campfire. Get your dishes cleaned up, throw out the dirty water. You can get the clean water, but the dirty waters have food in it, you know, and just stuff in it. So that can attract some stuff. So you want to throw that out. Get your tables wiped down real quick. Put away your electronics, maybe less the ones you're using. And then sit back, relax, stay up all night, look at the stars. I saw some shooting stars this weekend. I saw the stars.
Did you make a wish?
I did. I can't tell you what it is, though.
Yeah, I guess the stars,
though, were really good this weekend because it was so cold. Because it got down to, like, 30 degrees at night.
Well, and it was probably not a full moon, either. There was probably hardly any moon. Which, that's always nice. Perfect.
Yeah, it was so nice. Perfect and the stars. And you could see, like, Orion. And it was so pretty. Saw some shooting stars and... it was so nice. It was so nice. But so it's worth it. It's worth it. Get it cleaned up, then you can relax.
Yeah.
Chill out. Sure. Drink that wine.
Do whatever you want. It's like, it's your camping trip. You make it whatever experience you want. So break out the card games, count all your shooting stars, make all the wishes, and just relax.
Absolutely.
I think that really, honestly, that kind of wraps up this episode.
Check us out on Facebook. We want to hear from you guys. If you have questions, you can leave them on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can message us, and we can definitely continue having this conversation. If you have any tips about kitchen setup, kitchen cleanup, definitely hit us up. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah. If you're an experienced camper and you've already gone through this, girl,
let us know.
Let us know, because we want to know. And we know that y'all are out there and y'all are listening. And we also know that y'all have so much information out there. And we are just so excited to learn from you guys. And, you know, y'all can learn something for us, because that's what we're all about here. Like, that's what we really want to do, is just share knowledge and really just get more people out, like, outdoors.
Definitely. I mean, we just want to learn with you guys as we're going through this journey, mm-hmm. and just encourage y'all to try something new, try something that maybe you've always wanted to try and you never have. Get outside. It's still a little cold, so bring your coffee, bring your warm cocoa.
Your hand warmers.
Bring your hand warmers. Cuddle up. It's supposed to snow this weekend. I'm super excited about that, because it's Valentine's weekend and it's supposed to snow, and I'm
so
definitely
romantic.
Definitely gonna be sitting outside for a moment with my hot cocoa on Valentine's Day with snow. I'm excited about that.
That should be really nice.
It should be. All right, you guys, we love y'all.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Or Galentine's Day.
Yes.
Which we are having.
Yes.
With the girls.
Oh, yeah.
All the girls are getting together for Galentine's.
Woo-hoo.
Galentine's is my favorite. Side note, Galentine's is my favorite.
You're starting to sound like Leslie Knope.
I will take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Yes, girl.
Oh my God, I'm going to dye my hair blonde. I'm so excited. I'm Leslie Knope. Best compliment ever.
Okay, y'all have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next time, okay?